Now it's recording.
Hello!
So Trump might win the election.
He might get it back.
I was reading some shit today that Michigan might flip. Michigan. Oh, no, you might, told me that. That was from you.
Michigan might flip.
Where'd you get that source? Because you're my source.
I saw that the Hodge Twins gave me that. God. I saw that on the Hodge Twins, and then I looked it up through...
Oh, right, you sent it to me. I didn't watch it.
I looked it up through some other stuff, and then I watched some stuff on InfoWars about it.
Jesus Christ.
Dude, nobody else tells you this shit.
that's fair.
The reason I go to them is because they're going to tell you all the dirt. Even if they're going to exaggerate for their platform, because I feel like they do that sometimes. But they'll get you the dirt that you need.
Daniel, he loves Alex Jones.
I love Alex Jones. I'm listening to David Knight a lot more, actually. He's really good. I think he's a libertarian.
I don't know who that is. Have you checked out Paul Joseph Watson?
No.
You need to.
Is he good?
He is excellent.
No, but yeah, the Puppet King might be dethroned before he gets into office.
Possible.
Fucking him and the Stringmaster Harris.
There. Imagine if Trump just, like, didn't, like, accept all that he lost. Like, imagine if he set up, like, an Oval Office somewhere and said, no, I'm still the president. Like,
that'd be insane.
Like, after, like, out of, I don't mean, like, in the White House in D.C. I mean, like, say, like, he kept his cabinet and stuff and, like, went somewhere else and was like, I'm the president of the United States. This was a usurpation. Like, they literally, like, sabotage this so they would take the presidency.
Oh, that'd be fucking insane.
Because you'd have a lot of fucking people that would back him.
Yeah, there'd be a lot of people. I wouldn't.
Hey, sweetie, you're live to tape on the New Sons of Liberty.
Oh, okay. Bye.
That was quick.
Bye. Love you.
Bye.
Okay.
Leave that in.
But, that'd be freaking nuts. Yeah, I don't... he might. I don't know. I can't blame him for any of the stuff he's doing. All these people are freaking saying he's being a sore loser and he's fucking... He should just accept that he's not the president anymore and all this shit. And it's like, well, this hasn't even been confirmed yet. No. The only people that have confirmed this are media sources. And who cares?
Who are basically the propaganda wing of the Democratic Party.
Yeah. All of them. There isn't a single one.
Including Fox.
Fox is the biggest one at this point.
Did you see that, what is it? One America News and Newsmax's ratings.
They went through the roof.
Are skyrocketing.
Because no one wants to watch Fox anymore.
Because, all
the Republicans don't want to watch.
Republicans and conservatives are bailing on Fox. Which I don't necessarily think is a bad thing. No. If they're
controlled by this freaking massive big corporate media thing that's probably all under one fucking supervision at this point, you know? They're all the same entity.
A lot of them are.
You know?
And that's why my most trusted news source is the Wall Street Journal. Because I say it all the time on the show.
I started reading some articles.
They are the only news source that I genuinely trust is the Wall Street Journal. They're the only ones who I've been able to see have like a legitimate track record of being, like, you don't get a lot of bullshit articles from them. Like, it's usually like, this is what happened. It's not like, there's not a lot of hyperbole in their articles or anything like that. It's just like, this is what's going on. Obviously, if you go to the opinion section, you get opinions. That's the whole point. Whereas, you look at most news sources today, whether it's CNN, Fox, the fucking Boston Globe, anything like that, it's like, not opinion. The stuff they treat as news is just them spouting their opinions and speculation and conjecture and shit like that. And it's like,
and
aren't you supposed to be like a news organization? What the fuck is wrong with you?
Not to mention, they basically did Biden's whole campaign for him. He didn't do anything. He sat in his basement for fucking, what, how long does it go on for? A year?
Yeah.
And then...
the thing is, you can also credit the media for getting Trump elected.
True.
They did not stop covering him during the 2016 campaign.
It was mostly negative, but...
Still, though. Still, they covered everything him the whole time. He said was covered.
And it worked for him again this time, too. 72 million votes.
Yeah, he got more votes this time than he did in 2016.
Yeah.
That's something that people aren't talking about. I like seeing the stuff where, like, you get a lot of people on the left who are like, oh, like this was the blue wave, blah, blah, blah. Like this was America rejecting Trump. And I'm like, no, it wasn't. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm like, the Republicans gained 6 seats in the House of Representatives. As of right now, the Senate is even with a special election in Georgia set to happen in January, which is going to be the deciding thing. Whoever wins that has control of the Senate.
Right. Trump has had some big wins in Georgia, didn't he? Legal wins.
I don't know. I know there's been some shady shit with it. Like, they've been finding a lot more ballots during this recount.
Yeah.
For Trump. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
It's
I'm like, what scummery the fuck is happening?
I thought beforehand, I was like, there's that chance that there's just going to be a bunch of scum shit going on. Freaking, you got Harris in there, you got Biden, you got freaking Pelosi running the whole fucking thing. It's like,
see, the governor of Oregon said she's going to start arresting people for breaking COVID regulations.
It's insane. Do you want to get on that right now? Fucking all the COVID shit?
Fucking go, man.
All right. I did not see that.
I'm fucking whatever.
Is it the mayor of Chicago or the governor?
Lori Lightfoot?
Lori Lightfoot, yeah.
The mayor. She's the dumbest motherfucker in the world.
She's got a big forehead.
She does.
But
fucking land a plane on that thing.
Holy shit. Anyway, did you cancel Thanksgiving?
Yeah. Did you see the video of her, though? Like, no. Did they... Her off... She was done with taxpayer dollars. Americans paid for this. If you guys haven't seen it, check out the video. Lori Lightfoot, the video starts with her, like, awakening from a nightmare. Like, literally, that's what it is. It's, like, her laid out in a chair, and she's like, oh, and she, like, comes out of a nightmare, and she's like, oh. Like, it was a reaction to Biden getting winning. And she's like, science is back, baby! Like, and I'm just
what
like...
What the hell?
And, like, she's, like, dancing or some shit, and I'm like, is this, like, taxpayer... this was paid for. Like, instead of spending this money on, you know, combating the skyrocketing homicide rate in your city or any horrible things in your city, this is what you're doing? Like, what are you doing? What the fuck is wrong with you? Like, I just don't... These people are fucking crazy. They're literally crazy. They're fucking insane.
That is batshit freaking crazy. See, all these people that they're going to think Biden is their savior and fucking he's going to save the country and turn it around now because they hated Trump so much because he was so awful and all this stuff. And, like, I don't agree with Trump on everything either, and I don't think he's perfect at all.
No.
But Biden's not the solution to this freaking problem. We have a broken system here.
I love that, too. People saying they hate the system, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, Joe Biden is the system.
He's been in, what, 30 years?
47.
47. Jesus 47 Christ, I'm saying 30 years. 47.
47 years he's been in office. Like, dude, fucking, that people are like, we want change! Vote for Joe Biden? What the fuck?
Absolutely insane.
He is the government.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? God. He's the one. Like, I saw something the other day. It was like, we want change, blah, blah, blah. So the Democrats elect fucking a guy who's been in government for 47 years who wrote the 1994 crime bill that...
excuse me.
That
sorry,
then
Daniel.
People like Senator Kamala Harris used to imprison thousands, if not tens of thousands, of black people. Like, Joe Biden wrote the bill, and then Kamala Harris enforced it as the Attorney General of California, imprisoning tons of black people for drug possession and shit like that. I'm like, what? These people are...
They don't care. They don't care. He's not Trump, and he was... and he's a connection to Obama, so he's golden to them, you know? So did you hear about the... that freaking, I don't know who it is in Dominion, but there, Biden wants him to be on his, like,
Dominion? What the fuck is that?
That's the, you don't know about that? That's one of the voter computer systems that had recorded fraud in it. But someone high up in Dominion is going
to the company.
Is the company that, okay, that was the voter system that was used in I don't know what state. But someone high up in there is going to be on Biden's staff.
Oh, that's,
doesn't that just sound shit, wrong?
That's some shady shit.
That, I mean, that's, yeah, there's a lot of shady shit in there.
Shady.
But yeah, Dominion, and there was, I was just listening, there's like six or nine other companies that they're looking into and have legal suits against for fraud right now. Where their systems had some sort of wacky thing going on in them where either votes were flipped or stuff wasn't counted or it was just, you know, like one of those places where like 100% of the votes were recorded for Biden or something like that. In a bunch of states. But the other thing that's weird about that is that Microsoft has part in all of those companies.
That's creepy. Speaking of
Bill Gates is doing some shady fucking shit.
Well, I was
right
about
now
to bring up some shit about Bill Gates.
What the fuck? Shady motherfucker. You never hear about that motherfucker at all. And now all of a sudden, over the last year, he's in the news all the time about this shit. With the vaccines and the freaking place.
So that's what I was going to bring up, the vaccine stuff. Why the fuck does anyone listen to Bill Gates about vaccines?
Apparently.
He's the creator of fucking Microsoft. He's not a doctor. Why the fuck would anybody listen to that man when it comes to vaccines?
I don't know, but apparently right now he's making more money off of vaccines than Microsoft.
That's creepy.
Yeah.
I'm not fucking taking that vaccine.
They're going to make you take that vaccine.
It's going to become a thing where it's going to be, oh, if you, like...
There are now 56 airlines that will not let you fly
unless you have proof of, like, being vaccinated.
We're
going to
be marked,
like,
bro.
Yep.
We'll be marked.
Mark of the Beast.
I just saw them something about them. They're trying to... He was part of a microchip project.
It was like Declan was talking about this.
Yeah.
It's the mark of the beast. Oh, I can't do it.
But he was part of like a microchip project, like injectable microchips or something like that, that were going to be used to sterilize women if they didn't want children anymore. So they could, or they could just sterilize them if they wanted to. But
China would like that.
They could, basically, he's involved in that and he's all about these vaccines now. And there's all these theories about him possibly putting these microchips in with the coronavirus vaccine to monitor people and who knows what else the fucking microchips would do.
Release poison into their bloodstream if they vote for people you don't like or say things you don't like.
Also with the vaccine, I think it's the Pfizer one that
The
way it works is it's going to put...
You mean the company that has the most malpractice? No, it's not malpractice. It's whatever it is, like the most lawsuits against them over their... different medicines that they've created. They have the most lawsuits of any medical company on the planet. And I'm like, oh yeah, that's good. Let's take their vaccine. Not to mention, I believe it's them. Their vaccine, it's an mRNA vaccine.
Yeah.
There's never been an mRNA vaccine. It's the first of its kind.
Also, they were supposed to do...
Like, everyone inject themselves with this. Get the fuck out of here. I'm not taking that shit. Go inject it into some fucker. Like, go ahead. You want to get it. I'm not sticking that shit in me.
I don't
know. Who the fuck knows what the side effects are? They're like, oh, we tested it. I'm like, okay. You tested it in like a fucking couple months. What are the long-term effects of that?
They were supposed to test it over 2 years.
That's
usually they did 2 months. 2 months. Yeah. And it's 90% effective.
Get the fuck out.
And what was the other one? The freaking... Because of an M that came
Moderna.
Out. Moderna came out and said, oh, it's 94% effective. And it's like, and Russia came out 2 days before that and said, theirs is 92% effective. But fucking, it's all a bunch of crap. They don't fucking know that shit. They've done 20% of the test trial they were supposed to.
You know what's fucked up? I'm not going to lie. I would trust Russia's vaccine more. Because someone like Putin, he's a fucking nationalist for his country. Like I don't mean me as an American. Like, it was, okay, some Russian vaccine. Fucked up.
If you were a citizen of Russia.
If I was a Russian, I would not be nervous about taking it. Because, like, I'm sorry. You can talk, like, from the American perspective, yes. Like, Putin is he's not a villain, but he's a adversary. of the United States. You know why? Because he gives a shit about Russia, and he's the reason that Russia is becoming powerful again after the fall of the Soviet Union. Like, they were a fucking backwater after the collapse of the Soviet Union. Obviously, military power, they had nuclear weapons. But I just mean in terms of quality of life, shit like that, like the stability of the country, they were a fucking mess. And then he fucking took over, and I don't know if anyone's noticed, but Russia's kind of, like, back on the fucking map. Like, they're a legitimate world power again. And it's like, he is obviously a Russian nationalist. He loves Russia. He wants Russia to be the most powerful country in the world. He wants better life for his people. Stuff like that. Is he a dictator? Yeah, obviously he's a fucking dictator.
Yeah, you can't say bad shit about fucking Putin. In Russia, you'll get fucking killed.
You'll disappear.
Yeah.
But it's like, at the same, like, you can have that, but still have someone being nationalist for their country. I mean, wouldn't you agree that, like, Mussolini was a nationalist? I mean, yeah, he's a fascist.
He wanted better life for
Italy.
But
he is a nationalist.
Yeah.
If anything, you could say Putin, you say Putin's fascist.
No.
In terms of how he operates.
I don't know enough.
No, because he's a president.
To say that, but I don't know.
He's a president.
Well, yeah.
Dan says he's the president.
But I'm talking of, yeah, if you guys can't hear him, Dan said, well, he's the president. But, yeah, that's just a title. I mean, in terms of how they operate. Like,
I would say he's a president with more power to kill people at will and do what he wants, but not a dictator. I don't think he rules as absolutely as a dictator would
over people. He's essentially a dictator, though.
But I don't know a lot about
Russia. I mean, he's been in power for, what, 20 years now?
Like, there's elections, but they don't mean anything.
They don't mean anything. He's going to win.
Hopefully our elections keep meaning something.
Yeah.
After this point. Like, if Trump is president or not, who cares? But if there's fraud, it needs to be exposed so it can't freaking happen again.
Yeah. That's the thing.
That's the other thing, though. If there is fraud, sorry, I'll talk over you. Is there going to be punishment for the Biden campaign? Or no?
I think that if it does flip and Trump maintains the presidency, I think that his administration is going to go after the Biden campaign aggressively.
But what if he doesn't win and there's still clear evidence of fraud and everybody knows it?
Oh, no. Nothing will happen.
Something should happen.
The issue is that you're going to have people start to not give a fuck at all about what the government says. Like, because you'll have an entire faction of the country, like 50% of it, that's like, yeah, this is not, like, they're not the leader. Like, this wasn't right. Like, they didn't win. Like, legitimately, you would have that. I mean, do I think anything crazy would happen just yet? No. No, I don't think, like, we'd have a civil war during the Biden administration. But, like, if you have shit keep happening, like, it would be, you have basically gasoline just pooling, waiting for the match. Like, more and more distant. The biggest thing is, listen, if the quality of life improves and the livelihoods of Americans improve, there will not be a civil war. If people's lives are good, why the fuck are you going to go, like, you're not going to go to war against your fellow citizens if the quality of your life is good. It just doesn't happen. That's not the way it works. If your life is good,
if they just name it over, then they're good.
You're going to tell me that, like, right now, for example, like, we fucking hate the Democrats, and I hate all the Republicans, too, that are enforcing coronavirus regulations and bullshit like that. But right now, if all of a sudden, like, Charlie Baker came out and was like, oh, like, the coronavirus is gone and lifted all the regulations, you wouldn't be happy. Like, I'd still hate him. I'd be like, he's a piece of shit. It was obviously a fucking lie at that point. Like, if he did that,
yeah.
I'd be like, it was all about control. But at the same time, I'd be like, I would be so happy that things back to normal. We didn't have to wear a fucking mask anymore. That we could go out, restaurants and bars are open, everything like that. Like, people have a very short memory.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's what have you done for me lately? And, like, it's just, like, man, if things are good, the better quality of life you have, the shorter your memory.
Yeah.
Because you have more things to distract you. You have more things to entertain you. You have, obviously, a better life. If things are shit, you're not doing stuff. You know what I mean? Like, if you're waiting in fucking food lines, government food lines, you're not working. You're not doing it. Your hatred and rage is festering. And you're not gonna, and you're thinking about why you're angry. Like, but if you're happy and your life is going well, you're not thinking about that.
Right. You don't have to think about
no, because your life is good. Why the fuck would you?
You don't have to think about the corruption in the government at that point.
Although, I do think that, I think everyone, us included, really should start making moves to be as independent as possible. Like, you should not be depending on public things. Because we're going towards dangerous shit here. Like, you saw in California that they were shutting off the power and electricity to people's homes who weren't obeying COVID regulations. That's fucking terrifying. Like, I think you guys, if you guys are listening, again, us here, we should be buying generators. You guys should be buying guns.
Food.
You should be buying ammo. Food. Canned food. Like, you should have an emergency storage thing of food.
Yeah.
Not for, like, I'm not talking about, like, crazy, like, preppers that are on TV where it's like, I have a bunker with, like, 10 years worth of, like, canned goods. No, that's not what I'm fucking talking about. But, like, you should have a garden. You should be able to grow your own food. You should have chickens. You should have livestock if you have the room for it. You should have a generator. You should have a well. Access to water. Like, instead of, like, because, again, if we are so, even those of us who act like we're so independent, we're so dependent on the government. Our electricity's from them. Our water's from them. The water coming from your tap, you didn't fucking get that. That's from the government. That's from a fucking town reservoir or a city reservoir. That's not your water. Like, fucking meanwhile, if somebody has a well, that's their water. Like, that's literally the water from your land. Invest in solar panels. You should get solar panels so that you can power your home on your own. Not have to worry about, like, the town power grid or whatever.
I feel like they could still shut those off, though. I don't know exactly how it works.
I don't think you shut solar panels off. If they're directly attached to the stuff in your house,
I feel like if you knew exactly how to use them, you could do it. But I think if you get... there's different ways you can get them. Because, like, you can get them through the government. A lot of people do that, and that you can get them through the power company.
I'm talking about talking about a private company. Buy them from a private company, have them installed, and learn about them. Understand how they work. That way, you know, you can maintain them.
Mm-hmm.
But seriously, I'm not joking. I think people really should. I think a great example, we saw it when the coronavirus panic hit. Everyone was buying everything up, and it was like, we can't find toilet paper. We can't find paper towels. Lots of different food. Remember, it was like, you can only take two of these. You can do, like, right now, that's still going on in a lot of places. Like, especially with ammunition right now.
Yep.
Ammunition's gone. Like,
yep.
There's still a lot of places with, like, paper towels, toilet paper, hand sanitizer, where they'll only let you buy two at a time in a lot of places still.
Well, people know it's coming now, too, because they're expecting another lockdown soon. And you can see the shelves now. They're starting to empty up on certain things. Go through the grocery store. It's starting to look like it was before. But
and this making yourself independent from your local government as well as the state government, the federal government, like you're saying right now, that, like, the Biden administration is saying they're going to lock the country down again. Like,
they said 8 weeks.
Right? Yeah, 6 to 8 weeks. They said we're looking at doing a nationwide 6 to 8 week lockdown. You want to talk about, like, obliterating the American economy?
Some people won't take that. There'll be people that'll go insane, and they will take violence to government officials.
Yeah, that, I think you're going to see a lot of people just say, fuck off, I'm not closing my business again. People who just barely made it through. Like, their business was going to go, they were going under, and then they eased the lockdowns, and they managed to fucking stay afloat.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's like, we're going to do an 8 week lockdown. Are you, like, if you owned a restaurant right now and you heard that, would you not be like, motherfucker?
Well, a lot of restaurants are closing down for the winter because they can't do outdoor seating.
Yeah.
And especially in places like Massachusetts, and I'm sure it's the same way in California and any other super liberal states.
Well, Massachusetts has indoor dining again. Boston does.
But I think they're probably going to cancel that again. They canceled that, you know.
Did you see fucking Bill de Blasio shut down all public schools in New York City today?
Freaking insane.
100% distance learning. New York is fucked.
Yeah, man, that state's going to go downhill. They're screwed. They're going to be done.
Dude, if I lived in fucking rural New York... Do you think there are people right now in the United States who live in rural areas who don't have a television, who don't... Like, they're obviously aware of the coronavirus and shit.
Yeah.
But, like, haven't been affected at all. Like, where they're just, like...
Essentially.
They live in such a small town where... Like, population of 200 people, and it's, like...
You go to the store, you know the people there, and it's,
yeah,
like,
and it's, like, nobody wears masks, and the local restaurant...
I'm sure there's parts of the country that are like that.
And where the local restaurants are just, like, okay, like, we're not closing.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, the local sheriff is, like, I'm not gonna, close your business. Like, you're the one restaurant in our town. you're the one restaurant in the town. Like, I'm not closing.
Either that, or they'll have their own... way of doing the lockdown.
Fucking, there's got to be some, right?
Like, you know, they'll do their own precautions or whatever. They're not going to follow whatever the governor says because he's freaking
800
miles away.
Do you know who I think is going to run for president for the Republicans next time? Is it Dan? Can you check? Is it Kristi Noem, the governor of South Dakota? It's one of the... I think it's Kristi Noem. Her last name's Noem. Kristi Noem. I got it. South or North?
So.
Governor of South Dakota. I think she's going to run for president for the Republican Party because she has been a huge, like, anti-lockdown proponent the whole time. Like, she's just like, no. Like, we're not doing that. Like,
yeah.
And, like, she's been... I was reading something the other day that their economy right now is booming because they haven't really locked stuff down. When you compare it to, like, other states that have gone, like, heavy lockdown.
Yeah.
Even places where it's like, oh, like, no, they're, like, wicked conservative, like Texas, Florida. And it's like, well, Texas and Florida have done lockdowns.
They have locked down, yeah.
Like, whereas, like, I think the Dakotas did, but I think they were very minor. There was none of this, like, I mean, you know, like, Dan, you can fact check me on if you want, but, like, I'm pretty sure South Dakota's been effectively open, like, the whole time, which has been, like, a boon for their industry sector because...
But a lot of people went there.
Yeah, I think a lot of people probably went there. And on top of that, it's like, well, if everything else is closed and you need to get stuff, if this state's fully functional, it's like, well, then a lot of stuff's probably coming out of that state.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I also love people acting like, oh, like, we can do another lockdown. If you are for that, then, like, you can't say you care about the working class. It's
who are those people that have been living off a check for freaking probably the whole freaking coronavirus at this point or something like that?
You can work from home. Working class people can't work from home. Mm-hmm. Working class people, like, go to work. Like, they're plumbers and electricians and tradesmen and you know, stuff like that. Whereas, like, these people who work, like, white-collar jobs and who are rich, yeah, they can absorb the hit. You know why? Because they never stopped working. They went home. They work from home.
Yeah.
Like...
Well, that's the other thing. The people that are working from home now don't care.
Nothing's changed for them. If anything, it's like, oh, cool.
They're not going back to work.
Like, meanwhile... The fucking poor assholes who own bars and restaurants who, you know, scrape by and make a decent living. But it's like, all right, well, they go. Your source of income is gone during this lockdown. So it's like, good luck with that.
Yeah. South Dakota, Florida, and Texas. They, like, didn't do much for lockdowns before, and now they're not locking down or putting in mask rules and things like that. At least South Dakota isn't.
Yeah, so South Dakota, minimal lockdown, no mask mandate.
Yeah.
Anything like that.
She said that 41 states have a mask mandate, and 39 of 41 of those states' cases have gone up, indicating that masks don't make
work. Well, they don't work.
Which is what she's saying, but also you have
masks
to track...
Masks don't do anything. that.
Yeah, but you have to chalk some of that up to people who don't wear them correctly. Because, like, 80% of people wear them, like, underneath their nose. It's like,
right.
So.
But still, I mean, masks don't work. You're not, it's not like you're wearing, like, a legitimate, like, it's, like, everyone is not walking around with an N95 surgical mask. Or, like, a military-grade biological protection mask. People walking around with fucking masks made of curtains and t-shirts and shit like that.
It's all a comfort thing. Yeah. That's all it is. It doesn't do anything for you. Freaking.
And for probably half the population, it's not a comfort thing. It's a, I'm not trying to deal with some fucking Karen yelling at me
right.
with my mask on in the store. That's what it is.
Yeah, I'm not like, dealing with the bullshit. So I'm just going to do this.
Yeah,
just get out of the store as fast
so
as
I can.
I can
just do my shit and fuck out of here because I don't want to deal with it.
I don't know. We'll see how crazy things get if Biden sticks and he stays in there. Like, is he going to pursue people that aren't wearing masks? Is that going to be part of the thing? I don't think in small towns, I don't think that's going to fly. I don't think
Kamala Harris takes over, they will.
I bet. She essentially is taking over. You know.
Could you imagine, like, for a second, you know how, like, Charlie Baker was, like, in a ton of states, like, oh, you can't have more than, like, 10 people over Thanksgiving, or people, like you were saying, canceling Thanksgiving. First off, who the fuck are you? Where do, you don't have the authority to do that.
No one's
who are you? Like,
no one's going to follow that freaking order.
No, nobody is.
You're saying I can't go eat with my freaking family?
Fuck you.
Go to hell.
But, like, just, like, you could see it where it's like, oh, like, you know, Thanksgiving night, like, the National Guard will be out, you know, and the police will be out doing, like, and they'll say something, like, they'll word it in a way where it's like, oh, it's for the good of the community. They'll doing, like, community welfare checks is how they'll call it, and what it is the police or the National Guard, like, knocking on your door to see how many people you have in your house.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, and again, people listen to that and they're like, man, you're fucking crazy. I'm like, do you not know history at all? Like, this shit happens. Like, there are governments that just, in like, constantly control their people, dictate what they do, control their speech, control what they, like, dude, even places that people consider, like, oh, like, that's a free place. No, like, you, perfect example, England.
Mm-hmm.
The United Kingdom, they're not fucking free. You can go to fucking prison. For hate speech. You can go to prison for posting things online. But do you know if you post anti-Islamic stuff online in Britain, you can pay fines or go to prison?
Yeah.
Not a joke.
Britain's a whole mess. Everything I read about them, every once in a while I'll see something about them. Like, they're freaking crazy. But...
what the fuck happened to them?
The, was it the Secretary of Defense, essentially, for Britain, said that if there is another, like, worldwide lockdown, there'll be a world war.
I mean, well, where's he? What does he mean?
He's essentially saying that the populace cannot take that. They can't handle it. There's more. He was talking about suicides a lot. He was saying there's more suicides than corona deaths going on right now.
Oh, freaking, man, dude, fucking nobody dies from the coronavirus. Literally, fucking barely anybody. Like, well, I don't know how many times we have to say this, but like, if you get coronavirus, you have over a 99% chance of surviving.
Yeah. There's still fake deaths and cases recorded all the time because hospitals get a check every time they report a case from the government.
Yep.
And it's like, and I've heard people say it goes the other way too. There's stuff that doesn't get reported. There's probably more cases and everything, but
not to mention, you guys see that this year, oh, record low flu cases. And I'm like, well, I wonder why. Because you're fucking saying it's COVID. It's not. It's influenza.
Yeah.
Then you got people fucking testing positive for COVID one day and then testing negative for it the next day. I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Elon Musk.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He tweeted about it.
Mm-hmm.
But like, not just him, but fucking ton of people. Like, oh, I tested positive yesterday. I did another test today and it was negative. I'm like, so how the fuck can you trust these things? Like, Jesus Christ. The amount of
false
positives.
It's gotta be about who's giving you the test, you know?
I'm just like, dude, get the fuck out of here. Listen, if you want to wear a mask, you want to socially distance, you want to stay in your house, go for it, dude. This is America.
Do it yourself. I want to go sit at a bar. I don't care who's sitting next to me.
I literally don't give a fuck. I would go sit at a crowded bar right now.
We just sat in a bar in New Hampshire last week, and the bar was full. Did you care, or did anybody else care, that there was no separation whatsoever?
No.
And we're all sitting around a bar, facing in at each other, circular bar, sitting there for an hour.
Yelling over the music to each other.
Nobody cares.
No one gave.
No one gave a damn.
But then
they're just sitting there enjoying their food and beer.
When you get up to walk the 20 feet to the bathroom, you put a mask on.
You have to put a mask on.
Standing up is when the coronavirus gets you. You're sitting down. Good.
All right. Standing up. Also, you can get it overnight, so you have to
go. Curfews.
That's okay. The other fucked up thing. These curfews could become martial law, essentially.
Yeah.
If they enforce that, if you're out driving around or out walking around,
pull over and they're going to arrest you.
They're going to arrest you, or they're going to say, yep, yeah, we're going to pick you up. We'll take you to prison, and someone can pick you up in a few hours. No. You can pick you up in the morning when the
curfew's over.
When the curfew's over. Fucked.
Cocksuckers.
It's insane. And when are they going to come knocking door to door to see if you had your shot yet?
Oh, well, like you were saying, it's that, but it's also, you're seeing private companies do it now where you need to
I'm sure there's some sort of incentive that they're given by the government to do that or something.
Probably.
You know?
Like
Ticketmaster said it too.
Yeah. Ticketmaster, that they won't allow you to go into any event that they are responsible for unless you have proof that you have, what was it? It's proof that you have, that you're negative. It's like you have to have proof that you quarantined or that you're negative.
Yeah. And then
I'm like, what the fuck? Like, how the fuck am I supposed to prove I quarantined?
You know, when it becomes grocery stores, you can't go in there.
Yeah, you can't go in a grocery store unless you have a bracelet issued by the government saying you got your shot.
I'll get my groceries delivered. I'm not getting that fucking shot. Peapod's going to make a fortune.
For real. It's man, we're on a dangerous fucking path.
I hope we're wrong. I hope that doesn't
happen. I hope I am too. Dude, I hope that the fucking Biden administration comes in and like lifts restrictions, the economy takes off. I hope Biden's like, we're bringing the troops home and we aren't fighting people all over the fucking place. And like, that's what I hope happens. Jesus Christ. You know how happy I would be if Biden went down as one of the greatest presidents ever?
That'd be good.
And like he oversaw a booming economy and a United States at peace. I'd be fucking pumped. Would I vote for him for re-election? No.
Yeah, that's the one thing I never understood.
What?
When people, like, with Donald Trump, after he voted, they're like, he's not my president. I'm like, listen, he is, like, whether you like it or not, you want to root for the guy because it's in your best interest to root for the guy. Yeah. Like, if he does well, you hopefully do well. You know what I mean? Ideally, not necessarily, but, like, gas prices hopefully go down, like you said.
Which they did.
Right, but I'm just saying, like, regardless of whether you voted for him or not, you should want the guy to do well and succeed because it's a country you're in, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. I didn't vote for Trump or Biden this election, and it's like, I want to see things keep going well. I want to see prices come down.
Yeah.
I want to see, like I said, I want the United States at peace. I don't want to turn on the news and see, like, oh, like, four U.S. soldiers got blown up in a roadside bomb.
Right.
I'm like, a roadside bomb where? Who the fuck are we fighting? And why are we fighting them?
Right.
Who the fuck are these people?
But there's no evidence that he's going to do any of that. From what he's said so far, there's going to be more lockdowns. He's not pulling out any wars. There's going to be more restrictions, and he's going to raise taxes.
Yep.
Sounds great. Sounds like just what the American populace needs right now to push a few people over the edge.
More taxes, no income from not working. And it really is, it's trying to push the American populace towards socialism. I mean, you already saw it.
Global social society.
You already saw it with the initial lockdowns. It was, oh, like the government's giving people money, blah, blah, blah. And then you saw people, they didn't want to go back to work.
Yeah.
Remember? Like, because they were making more money because they were getting the extra $600 every week from the federal government.
Yep.
And it's like, it's just like, guys, that doesn't last. That doesn't work. No. Like, if you keep doing that, you're like, where do you think the money comes from? It comes from people working. It's tax dollars. It's not, like, the government doesn't create money. Like, it takes money from people who work through taxation to pay for shit. Like, who the fuck are these people that's like, oh, you fucking do that? I'm like, what is wrong with you? Like, if people aren't working and you're raising taxes, you are fucked. I'm sorry, but that's a recipe for absolute fucking disaster. Ugh.
Hopefully, though, I mean, if he wants to put anything in place, it's going to have to be executive order. Especially these heavy restrictions and stuff like that.
Well, you better hope that the Republicans win that fucking Senate seat in Georgia then.
Yeah.
Because if they don't, If the Democrats take that, then that means the Democrats have a very slim majority in the House, a very slim majority in the Senate, and the presidency. The Democrats would have total control of the government, which is not good.
That's very bad. Absolute power from one side is not good. Yeah. I mean, it's better if it's split in any presidency.
Yeah, you want divided government.
Yeah.
Like, you don't want them agreeing on things. When the government is in agreement, you know who's losing? The American people. Perfect examples of that. The Patriot Act. Japanese internment camps. Fucking the NFA. The National Firearms Act. Limiting access to different ammunitions and guns. Like, dude, it's not... When the government agrees, when they're all in agreement on something, they're not losing. They're still getting paid. They're still making money off lobbyists. You know who gets fucked? The American people. And as you're getting fucked in the ass, they take your wallet. Like, it's just, like, I don't know. It's not good, the lack of historical knowledge that people have.
Yeah.
Because people are just, like, oblivious to it. I'm like, dude, like, the more influence the government has, like, the more that they give you, the more you, like, the more that you accept from the government, that means there's the more that they can take away from you.
Right.
Like, I was like, we want government health care. And I'm like, so what happens when, if the government gets, like, powerful enough where you disagree with the government and they're in control of your health care? You want that? Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? You want a private doctor taking care of you, not a government agent taking care of you. And go, ooh, it's a doctor. I'm like, yeah, they're a fucking doctor. They work for the government. Their paycheck is from the government.
Not even that, especially now, if there's socialized medicine right now, every old person who got the coronavirus would be dead. They wouldn't give them any treatment. They'd want those numbers to skyrocket. Frickin', it looks good for their frickin' narrative going on here. And
I mean, you saw
they don't care, because they only have 10 years left anyway. Why not just let them die now?
Well, yeah, you saw what happened in Holyoke, Mass, with the Veterans Home.
Yeah, Charlie Baker's a piece of shit.
I mean, it was a fucking mass deaths.
Mm-hmm.
Like, fucking fuck Charlie Baker. Fuck these people, man.
Need to find out who it is, but somebody on that Biden put on his coronavirus board, Dan, if you can look this up and find the quote, he essentially said in a previous interview that no one should live past 75.
What?
Jesus. And he's going to be the head of the coronavirus task force Biden.
That's great.
Do you like that one?
God, what the fuck?
Guess what? You don't matter if you're over 75.
It's just madness, man. It's
the shit that these people say is freaking crazy.
Yeah. Dr. Zeke Emanuel.
Dr. Zeke Emanuel.
2014... Creativity, originality, and productivity are pretty much gone for the vast majority of us. In his 2014 essay, Why I Hope to Die at 75.
Can you come over here and say this while you're reading it?
Yeah, just, I don't want to. Feel free to read the whole thing.
Okay. It is true that compared with their counterparts 50 years ago, seniors today are less disabled and more mobile. He continued. But over recent decades, it increases the longevity to seem they have been accompanied by increases in disability and not decreases. I'm talking about how long I want to live and the kind and amount of health care I will consent after 75, he wrote. These Americans seem to be obsessed with exercising, doing mental puzzles, consuming various juice and protein concoctions, blah, 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 blah. Basically, he's saying that they're cheating death by doing all this extra medical stuff and getting all these extra treatments after they're 75, and it's wasting our money to put effort into their lives after that.
Yeah, he sounds like a
real winner there.
Whole bucket of laughs, huh?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Fucking imagine having that guy at the family dinner.
Fucking Dr. Mengele. Jesus Christ.
So the president doesn't matter to him. He should just die.
Right? Jesus Christ. What the fuck? Ugh. You ready to see Ahsoka Tano? Live action?
I am. I'm very excited. So now that Ahsoka Tano's in this and Boba Fett's in this, the main character's not that important anymore. He's just the one that's going to lead us to the important characters.
So what do you think? Like 3 or 4 episodes before we see Ahsoka? They're going to have a bunch of bullshit happen.
I hope not. They're gonna break down on the way there or something like that.
How much you want to bet we don't see Boba again?
That'd be terrible.
They might have done it because they're supposed to be doing a Boba Fett show.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't be surprised if they were like, oh, we'll put this in here so people know he's alive and he's just not in the show again.
He's not in the show. Well, that'd be miserable.
He has to come back because Mando has his armor.
Yeah, he has his armor, so he needs to get the armor from Mando somehow. Or, you know, whatever. I'm thinking he'll have to go back to Tatooine at some point and then...
I hope he does, just for Amy Sedaris' character.
Boba's going to be waiting there for him, you know?
Man.
He knows he's got the armor.
Yeah.
He knows. So
where the fuck's the Slave One?
Yeah, who knows? Who the hell knows what that thing is?
I'm assuming it was left at Jabba's palace.
Yeah.
Right? Because, I mean, I'm assuming Boba would have left it there when they went out on a sand barge.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm assuming that Jabba's palace got, like... what's the word I'm looking for? Ransacked. Afterwards, once Jabba was dead, like it's abandoned. So it's like people definitely went in there and just took shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like if people knew anything and they see the Slave One, they're gonna know it's Boba Fett, the most notorious bounty hunter's ship.
Yeah,
if I wouldn't take it. Yeah, like, all right.
Someone has it, you know.
I just like. People saying they're like, oh, Mando's going to end. He's going to need a new ship. He's going to end up with the Slave One somehow. I was like, if Mando gets the fucking Slave One and he has Boba's armor and Boba's not in the show, I'm going to flip out.
Well, at that point, I mean, like, if he gets both of those things, they're going to fight to the death at that point if he has his armor and the freaking ship.
Yeah.
You know?
Although I feel like Mando would probably give them to him.
The ship?
Maybe. If it's Boba's ship and Boba's another Mandalorian... Boba's like, this is my ship. Like,
I feel like he might give him the armor if he can prove that it's his or something like that.
I think he would.
If he buys the new ship.
What the fuck is he going to do with another set of armor? He has a full plate of Beskar armor.
That's brand new.
Yeah, like, what? I got this old beat to shit Mandalorian armor, although it looks way better than his.
Yeah.
Like, I like Mandalorian armor that looks rough.
It's cool.
Like, dude, because it's like they've been through some shit.
Yeah, man. Bo-Katan's armor is freaking great.
It's very cool. Did you see some fucking idiots online flipping out, of course, some liberal morons flipping out that the female Mandalorians have breastplates that are just like, that are built with room for their boobs?
If you can't watch a show with fucking. With that in it. And that's what makes you angry watching it. Just don't watch the fucking show.
Well, I was like, armor's supposed to fit the individual. Wouldn't you want it to have room for your boobs?
Yeah.
Like, what? Crushed up against, like, a man's chest plate? Do you know what the fucking name of that piece of armor is called?
A breastplate.
A breastplate, yeah. Like, it's kind of the point. Like, it's supposed to protect your breast.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was Anna Sarkeesian, that dumb bitch from the young Turks. The girl.
Oh, okay.
That's her. She's the one that said it. I was like, what? Why do you look for shit?
Yeah, to get you look upset for about? Shit like that.
Now people they want to cancel Baby Yoda because they said he was committing genocide.
When?
Eating the frog's eggs.
Oh, Jesus. You gotta be kidding me.
Damn, look it up. I'm not bullshitting you.
There's a baby alien eating little blobs of little circular little blobs.
Eggs. Cancel Baby Yoda's a thing. And
all you see that thing do is eat random shit, and Mando goes, "Don't eat that."
But yeah, no. There's cancel Baby Yoda, and then her flipping out about the breastplate.
I didn't get the breastplate one, but that's the whole article. You can go from the top.
I can't believe it. You can't just enjoy from a freaking Star Wars show.
Yeah, that's beginning.
Fans call to cancel Baby Yoda for, quote, genocide. Remember last year? So this is Dominic Smithers. Fucking idiot. Remember last year when everyone couldn't stop fawning over the adorable Baby Yoda? Yeah, well, that honeymoon period seems to be well and truly over for some people. A number of fans of The Mandalorian called for the child to be canceled after it was seen gorging on the eggs of an endangered species in a recent episode of Series 2. Yep, apparently the gusto with which the fictional character feasted on the fictional eggs really upset one or two people who felt it was not as funny as it was intended to be, and in fact, rather offensive. One shocked viewer wrote, quote, "The decision to make Baby Yoda eat the eggs of a sentient creature desperately trying to continue its family line in the wake of an implied genocide is, well, it's a lot." Close quote. A second point, quote, "Mandalorian spoiler alert, Baby Yoda commits genocide." Close quote. A third wrote, quote, "Baby Yoda literally committed a mass genocide of a dying species and y'all want to go, aw, cute little green baby, what the fuck, y'all? Oh, what the fuck y'all on?" While another critic added, "Baby Yoda is actually extremely fucked up and loves doing genocide." But not everyone was so outraged by the episode. Many came to the characters and the show's defense. I can defend Baby Yoda. I mean, that's what we're doing, so.
Yeah, they can complain about that, but we can't complain about the Casino Planet where they did that world peace mission, a side mission on the freaking...
Like, dude, this gained enough traction where... someone who works for Lucasfilm had to comment on it.
What do you say?
Lucasfilm creative art manager Phil Zostak said, quote, "For the record, Chapter 10 of The Mandalorian makes it clear that the Frog Lady's eggs are unfertilized, like the chicken eggs many of us enjoy. But obviously, chickens aren't sentient beings, and the child eating the eggs is intentionally disturbing for comedic effect." God. Fucking people.
Yeah, you explain that like you explain it to a freaking child. Like...
These people literally are, they are children. The people who get upset about this stuff and want to be outraged, they have the brain power of like an 8-year-old. It's oh God, those people vote, dude.
Yeah, we're not free from,
those people have kids.
We're not free from politics in any matter of life now.
I was reading an article the other day that said, that democracy is the worst form of government.
Okay.
And that, like, they're like that governments where power is in the few tend to yield much better results than democratic societies. And I mean, if you look in history, there are a lot. Like, you have incredible societies where it's like, no, they have kings and queens and emperors and stuff like that.
You also have the Dark Ages.
Hmm?
You also have the Dark Ages.
What does that have to do with anything?
Those are all kings and queens. You're going to take the good with the bad, dude. Like,
the Dark Ages.
You also have Nero and Caligula. Like, you know what I mean?
Oh, well, yeah, I understand.
For all the good, you have the bad. Like, you have the really bad. Like, mm-hmm. If you were like the ancient Elamites or the ancient Assyrians, it's like, you know what I mean? Impaling people and shit. I mean,
it's like, yeah, they were powerful, but it wasn't good for their people.
I would say that the best form of government, though, possible, and I think it doesn't last. Because it's literally only as long as the person's life is a benevolent dictator. Somebody who loves their people and who is a good person who's in charge of everything. Because you have one person running the show, and if they actually are a good person, things will get taken care of, their people will be taken care of, you're not going to have fucking crazy shit like, you know, political dissidents being targeted, stuff like that. Thing is, like I said, that only lasts as long as that person is alive and in power. Because they're whoever replaces them, if it's the same level of power invested in who replaces them, they could be a fucking homicidal maniac. But yeah.
Yeah, I'm not up for American dictators.
No, me neither.
No.
Although, I would like, we talked about this on the show before, I'd be 100% down to break the presidency in two. And be like the Roman Republic and have two presidents.
I'd be down for that as long as there was... In our system now, it'd have to be one from each party. But I don't want that. I just want...
Well, there's more than two parties.
Well, yeah.
I was just going to say that.
There is more than two... I understand there's more than two parties, but, you know, freaking... If it was going to be right now, it would be Biden and Trump, you know? That's what it would be.
I think there should just be the requirement that it can't be two people from the same party.
Yeah. Can't be two people from the same party. Exactly.
That simple. I because you would have somebody in the fight. You know what I mean? Like, you would feel like you had somebody there who somewhat represented what you believe.
Right.
Whereas right now, Trump in office, you have 50% of the country that doesn't agree with him at all. And then with Biden in office, you have the other 50% that like Trump who hate him. And it's like, imagine if you had two consoles and it was like, oh no, it's both of them.
Yeah.
Like, you'd be like, okay, well, at least our guy's there. Like, you know, he's in the meetings, he's making decisions along with the other guy. Like, you know, I feel like there'd be a lot less anger. A lot less. Like,
yeah, people would be happy that they have one of their guys.
It would also change voting, too.
Yeah.
Because you would be voting, people would start voting for, because you wouldn't be voting to beat the other party. You'd be voting for, like, whoever the two people are who get the most votes.
Yeah.
So you would legitimately be voting for who you actually want to be president.
Mm-hmm.
Because it wouldn't be like, I need to vote for somebody who can beat the other guy. You know what I mean? It'd be like, no, I'm going to vote for whoever from my party I think actually will do a good job. Because it's just your own party against itself.
Yeah. I feel like that kind of ties into ranked choice voting a little bit.
Yeah, which I can't believe didn't pass.
I don't know who wouldn't
like,
want
that's
that.
That's much more of a liberal idea.
Definitely. Absolutely.
Like, I mean, it's literally, it's not conservative. You're changing the way we vote. like it's fucking, it is a liberal idea. A conservative wants to hold on to the way things are.
The biggest defense of that is the is the whole thing that happened with Al Gore in Florida. You know, and it's like, so liberals are defending it, and we have a liberal state, but we can't have ranked choice voting.
No, I'm like, what the fuck is going on? You know why it didn't pass? Because Massachusetts doesn't. It would threaten the Democrats, like, total control of the state.
Mm-hmm.
Because it would give Republicans, as well as other party candidates or independents, a better chance at getting in. Because, like, the way things are right now, with Democrats having, like, literally, like, 97% control of everything in terms of government office in Massachusetts, it's like, why would you change the voting system? You know what I mean? Like, it's working for you. Like,
Even that, though, it's like, all these, like, when you go, when I looked at the ballot this year, and freaking, I'm going down it, and it's like, any candidate that was a Democrat that was up for re-election, even if there's another Democrat, I'm voting for the other one, you know?
Yeah, for new blood.
For new blood. Get someone new in there.
Yeah. Why? Like, these fucking people,
I'm sure none of them won.
No,
I don't know.
I'm guaranteed, I'm willing to bet that 9 out of 10 got re-elected.
Yeah.
The only, like, and if there was someone running unopposed, I didn't vote. Or no, I wrote myself in.
I write someone in. Yeah.
I was like, I'm not voting random people for somebody who's running unopposed for re-election. Like, fuck you. And then the only, I voted for one Democrat, and that was Galvin. Galvin.
Was he up on there?
Yeah, he was.
Was he unopposed on there? No, he wasn't. There was somebody else in there, right?
What? Oh, no, it wasn't Galvin. It was Lynch. It was Stephen Lynch.
Stephen Lynch.
Yeah, and he's an old school Democrat. Like, he's not a progressive.
Mm-hmm.
He's like a vintage Democrat. So I was like, I'll vote for him. I was like, and he won. He's been in there for a while. Like, and he's not a maniac. So I was like, all right, let's keep him there. Like, I can vote for someone if they're a Democrat if they're not fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Like.
Mm-hmm.
I happily voted for him. Do I agree with him on a lot of stuff? No. But it's like, but at least I know he's not fucking crazy. I'm like, keep him in there. Like, he does an alright job. He's not a maniac who pushes extreme politics.
Yeah.
I'm like, let's just,
he's good with freedom of speech.
I'm like, smooth sailing. Let's keep him there. You know, he's alright. But then you got, like, these other fucking crazy people. I'm just like, I can't vote for you fucking people. They're running unopposed. I'm like, dude, the Republican and Libertarian Party in Massachusetts are shit. Shit. Dude, they have no presence. Like, Libertarian Party, I get, we're small. But, like, dude, the Republican Party has no presence in Massachusetts. Which is terrifying.
Yeah.
You have Democrats running unopposed for office. It's like, what the fuck are we doing? Like, throw somebody up there. All
right, someone should just run. Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. Libertarians did bad in Massachusetts, man. We got like 1,800 votes.
Oh, yeah, we got like 60,000. President?
I think so.
It was like 60,000.
You sure?
Uh-huh. 100%. 100%.
Maybe I looked early on. Look it up.
I'll double check. Let's see what's inside. Presidential election. Okay. All right. Massachusetts. So I shot high. Yeah, Joe Jorgensen got just shy of 46,000 votes.
Okay. I must have looked early on and didn't look again.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
But that was shit, though. She got 1.3% in Massachusetts. Yeah. She underperformed big time. She got 1.5%.
She wasn't a good choice of candidate for president, I don't think. I don't think her ideas or anything were bad from a libertarian standpoint or her demeanor, but she needs someone that's known before.
Yes, and we also need somebody who's a fucking firebrand. I need somebody out there going crazy. Like screaming about freedom. Like we need to do that, like, loud. Like, we need to just get rid of the IRS. We need to abolish the income tax. We need to actually end these wars and stop fighting and wasting our money on foreign soil for no reason. Like you're saying, it needs to be somebody who's known. It needs to be someone who is a, like, former Republican or Democrat who's known. Or, the biggest thing is Justin Amash.
Yeah.
He should have been the candidate.
Yeah.
But who knows? I hope he runs in 2020.
I hope so, too.
He will actually get some traction. Like, he is a member of the House of Representatives, the first libertarian ever in Congress. Like, he's, like, known. People know who the fuck he is, and he used to be a Republican.
Yeah.
And he was a well-known Republican. So it's like, I would flip out if Rand Paul ran for the Libertarian Party.
That'd be great.
Because he'd get it. Rand Paul would get 5%. Because he is one of the most well-known senators in the United States. Like, by far. People know who Rand Paul is. Republicans, Democrats, Libertarians, everybody knows who he is.
Yep. You think Trump will run again?
I definitely think it's possible.
I think it's possible.
I mean, he's not going away.
No,
I think 4 years. You're going to see Trump News, the TNN, Trump News Network.
I think if this doesn't flip, which is the chance it could, and if he didn't run again, I think it would be the candidate he picked to be the Republican. Oh,
yeah. Yeah. He'll be the kingmaker. The Republican nominee will not be someone who is not endorsed by Donald Trump.
Yep.
Trump took over the Republican Party.
Oh, yeah.
100%.
His side of the Republican Party is winning.
I'd say they won.
They won. They won.
Like, big time.
But they're, you know, it's like over the whatever establishment of the Republican Party that is not for him, it's a smaller percent. It's much smaller.
Yeah.
The people don't want whoever they want to put out there.
No, that's why Trump crushed the other Republicans in the primaries in 2016. He fucking crushed them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I remember in the first what was it? I don't remember if it was the Iowa caucus or whatever it was, but he got like 60% of the vote alone, and then the other like 16 people combined got 40%.
Right.
And it's like,
he destroyed them.
Yeah. And then he ripped Jeb Bush's soul out on
that
national television.
Funny.
And he was the chosen candidate.
Yes.
For the Republicans.
Yep.
And it was like, nope.
They wanted another
fuck
Bush
you.
In there.
Yeah. And it was like, and he disemboweled him on national television. It was 100% the end of Jeb's campaign when, remember the please clap? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Dude, it was like, holy shit. Like,
yeah, that was bad. That was bad when you said that.
I mean, Trump ended two political dynasties.
Mm-hmm.
The Clintons and the Bushes.
Yep. They're
like,
done.
Literally. Which is nuts! Like,
I'm sure the Clintons are still lurking in the background. Doing
oh, I'm sure.
Bullshit.
Chelsea Clinton will end up running for office. That's
I'm sure.
Whether it's president or a high, like, run for Senate, something like that. Like, she'll be in there.
She said something the other day about how Trump should just accept the Biden as the election.
Hillary or Chelsea?
Chelsea. Yeah. And it's like, you didn't accept Trump for 4 years as your president. You're telling this guy he has to give up when it hasn't even been announced officially yet?
When they're actually doing recounts.
He spent billions of dollars on his campaign. You want him to give up right now?
When it was that close.
Yeah.
Like, when the states that ended it for him were literally, like, within one percentage point.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're like, I think that Trump's kids are going to run for office. Like, I think they're going to run for Senate or House Representatives in, like, different states, not from New York. They won't, but they'll, like...
Well, with all the dissent in New York right now, they could have a good shot at it a few years down the road.
That name is poison in New York.
Yeah, I mean...
Like, they could easily... They own property in other states.
They'd win every county but New York City.
Yeah. And they win every county except New York City, and they'd only get, like, 30% of the vote.
Yeah.
Fucked.
It's crazy. I feel bad for these people that live in these counties, because you look at all these states that Trump lost, and they're all red except for a few different blue ones.
Whatever the capital city or, like, the major metropolitan hub.
I feel bad for these people.
Yeah. Everybody who doesn't live in the city is fucked.
Yep.
Again, can you imagine living in rural New York? Having fucking Andrew Cuomo... as your governor?
I would ignore everything he said. Freaking, and if I owned a business out there, I'd be doing everything I could to avoid any freaking mandate he put in order, you know?
Freaking, oh, yeah. Oh, fuck you, dude.
I'm not doing this. I'm going to do every tax loophole I possibly can. Mm-hmm.
I probably just wouldn't pay my taxes.
You know?
Fuck off.
Scum. Lots and lots of scum.
Anything else you want to hit?
No, I think we went through everything. There's more I want to talk about with vaccines, but I got to look into more shit first.
Because I don't have a ton to say on it other than what I said earlier.
Yeah, yeah. There was something I wanted to watch about it first. But yeah, there's a lot of effed up shit with Bill Gates and these vaccines and everything. The way that one of them works, the Pfizer one works, it changes your DNA.
Oh, that's fucking terrifying.
Why would you want something that changes your DNA?
Well, that's...
It's going to change your DNA so you're immune to COVID. Why don't you just find a different way to do it that keeps me the same freaking person?
Or how about I just don't care?
Yeah.
Don't get anything and just deal with it.
A lot of people will shut this down immediately, but there's a lot of evidence that links vaccines to autism.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God. So many people listening and just fucking drove off the road, fell down the stairs. Dan, me and you both. Oh, my God.
This was 30 minutes of a Jim Jefferies special. Oh,
Jesus Christ.
Dude, it could be true. Freaking.
How much InfoWars are you watching?
Not that much. I mixed it up a little bit. But fucking, I've been watching
that. One of the things that's creepy about vaccines is that the companies who produce them are not
there's an liable. Act about this.
Yeah, you can't sue them.
Freaking, yeah, and they're...
Which is fucked up!
I don't know what it is exactly, Christ. But they're, yeah. They're not, I don't know how to say it, I can't comment on it anymore, fucking... But yeah, there's an act in place that freaking...
protects them. They're not liable for any negative thing that comes out of it. And it's your fucking product. What the... What are you talking about?
Yeah, but they have to do that if someone has a random allergy.
You're not on a mic.
Yeah, well, I'm behind you. They can hear me.
Vaccines cause autism.
All right, guys. I'll find
more on that for next time.
Gosh. Well, if you followed us all the way to the end... And you haven't driven off the road or died or anything. Thanks for listening, guys. We'll see you next time.
I don't know if we're going to be done that fast. All right.